Good morning.
Good morning.
The question we'll be discussing is doing puzzles on Shabbos. Other examples we'll find the Scrabble and different board games that are relating to Kosev and Mochek, writing and erasing. But the main topic we're going to explore is a jigsaw puzzle. It's a long Shabbos afternoon, and you're that kind of person that enjoys sitting there with 1,500 small pieces and trying to put them together. I've never enjoyed puzzles. Let's take a look. We have a famous Ramah. This is in Aruch Chaim Shin Mem. This is in Sif Gimel. The Ramah writes, Oser lishbor ugos shiksuvos alav. It is also to break or to cut cake that has writing on it. Kamin osios. Afal pi she'ena mechavin rak lachila. Even though your intention is not to be erasing letters, your entire focus here is just to cut slices of cake to eat them. Dehavi mochek. Nonetheless, that is at least a derabbanan form of mochek. You're erasing the letters. There is a machlokis in the contemporary poskim as to how far this goes. Are you allowed to cut between the letters even though you're dividing the word? And maybe the only problem is when you're actually destroying the letter itself. That's the shita of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Rav Moshe held that even going between the letters, as long as you're breaking up the word, that would be a violation of mochek. That's what the Ramah is referring to. So we try to avoid cutting letters, and if there are letters on a cake, the best way to deal with it is to go like Rav Shlomo Zalman and at least cut between the letters so you're not breaking the OCOs themselves. Okay, let's go back to page one. So breaking the letters themselves, that's really destroying ksav, right? That's writing that you're now doing some form of mochek. In contrast to cutting between the letters, it's true you're breaking up a word, but you're not really destroying any letter through the slicing. Now the Mishnah Berurah does say, once you take a bite, there's no problem. Right? Because what exactly is the solution? You're going to cut between the letters, right? So I'm not breaking any letter, I'm relying on Shlomo Zalman, but how do I take my first bite? So biting into any kind of writing on cake is not problematic. That's derech achila. That's not considered mochik. Mishnah Berurah also points out that the Achronim tell us this whole conversation of the Ramah, where very well the Machaber might disagree. Rabbi Avadia has a long tshuva in the Abiya Omer on this subject. But this entire concern of the Ramah is only when the writing is something that's different and distinct. It happens to be on top of the cake. So you take frosting and you write happy birthday, Sprintzy. Right? So that's where the Ramah has his concern. However, if the writing is part of the cake or part of the cookie, like an Oreo, it says the word Oreo, but it's part of the cookie, that's not a problem whatsoever. All would agree it's mutter. Or, right, let's say you have the cake that's made before Shabbos in the shape of something. Right? Generally speaking, when it comes to kosev, we know that either words or pictures that are not just very vague, generic designs, but they represent something. So creating a picture that means something is also a form of kosev, and therefore breaking up a picture that has a meaning would be an example of mochek.
So a flower design on a cake, you can't cut in the little flower.
So it probably depends on how elaborate that flower design is, right? When you just take the, what's a good word for the thingamajiggy, how you squeeze it, right?
The piper.
Piper?
Well, it's a piping bag.
It's a piping bag. Yeah. Oh, by a show of hands, who knew that? Besides Aliza, okay? all the ladies knew it's a piping bag, okay. All right. That's what happens. You don't go to college, you know? That's what happens. You miss out on some of the basics.
I've got a piping bag or something you smoke from.
So it sounds very, like, you know, sketchy, right?
Make sure Rebbe doesn't see the piping bag.
Okay, so you take the piping bag and you just squeeze out some of the frosting, it'll come out in a nice shape. That's probably not a real tsura. It's not a design. If you add to that and you make a whole elaborate flower, so that would be a real tsura, in which case you cannot make that on Shabbos and you can't cut through that on Shabbos.
So when you get it from the bakery, they have a 3D flower sticking out of the cake. You wouldn't be able to cut through that.
Right. The best way to avoid that is option number one, just dig in, right? Cut around it, cake to mouth, that's mutter. Or theoretically, you could try to, you know, slice off that top layer and save it for that person in your family who enjoys eating the radioactive frosting.
Are you allowed to cut into it with a fork and then eat it? Or cutting into a fork is awesome.
It makes no difference. As long as you're destroying that surah, according to the Ramah, if that surah has a real meaning to it, that would be problematic.
So the derech achila is strictly the act of biting into it?
Cookie to mouth. Cake to mouth and bite. That's mutter, according to everybody.
They make the cake with the scan picture on the cake.
What kind of picture?
Scan whatever you want.
Right.
Picture onto the cake.
Yes. For my brother's 16th birthday, my parents went all out and they had one of these cakes with a picture of his driver's license. It felt very strange, like cutting into his face. You know, that was. But yeah, that's problematic on Shabbos. You don't want to cut that on Shabbos. Any part of the picture that has meaning to it would be an issue. Now, the reason why this is very complicated is because the Noda B'Yehuda spells out there are so many reasons to be makel. By any time you have cake with writing on it or a picture on it, when you're cutting it, what's actually happening? Is this mochek min haTorah or mochek min derabanan? It's mochek min derabanan. Why? Because it's not almanas lichtov. The only time you're in violation of erasing min haTorah is if I'm erasing this surface in order to now utilize the surface. That's not happening when you cut letters on a cake or a picture on a cake. So it's mochek shelo almanas lichtov, that's mochek midurabanan. And you could throw in there, it's true, it's a psik resha, it's for sure going to happen. So it's not a classic davar shena miskaven, but it's a psik resha on a malacha derabanan. And right there, you already have what seems to be a machlokus between the mechaber and the ramah in shin yodalad. The mechaber seems to be mekel when there's a psik resha on a malacha derabanan. Now we paskin like the ramah and the Rebbe Kiveger and the Gra and other achronim who are machmir that a psik resha on a derabanan is still aser midderabanan. But here you have a psik resha on a malacha derabanan. It's a psik resha delo nichale. I don't care at all that the letters or the picture is getting destroyed. And it's makalkel. You're doing so in a destructive way. There's nothing you're actually creating. And it's kala'achar yad, right? And you're erasing in an abnormal way. It's not the usual way you would erase a word or a picture. And that's why the Noda B'Yehuda argues on the Ramah, and he's of the opinion, there's no problem. Take the knife and cut it right through the letter, right through the picture. We're not concerned. And that's likely the opinion of the Mechaber as well. Lemaisa, though, the Mishnah Berurah does seem to be concerned for the Ramah, and we try to avoid it. Okay, now we get to the Levush. Let's first see the, right, this is on page one. We have the Magen Avraham on the right side. We have the Taz on the left side. Take a look at the Taz. The first very wide line, right, the third word, Ubelevush Kosov. Everyone have that? Okay. The Levush writes, Venirili Duhu Adin Osan Hasvarim Shekosvim Alehem Beroshe Chude Hadafim Lamala O Mitzidehen. When you have Svarim or any book, right, from the library is always a good example, where you have writing on the actual pages themselves on the outside. Osioso tevos kamo shenogu kitzas, as some people do. Sha'osan hasvarim, so the Levush writes, those svarim with writing on the outside of the pages, just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
Sorry,
where's Avi Apple?
We're having that joke real
quick. He's talking about this, right, where you have writing over here.
Library book,
exactly. So what this means is that when it's closed, the letters are normal. When you open it, you're essentially breaking up the word, breaking up the letters. So that might be a violation of mochek. You're erasing it. And then when you close it, you might be in violation of kosev. So says the Levush. Oh, let's go one step at a time. That's already getting very complex. Says the Levush. Aser leposchan b'Shabbos mishum mochek. It would be aser to open those books on Shabbos because you're erasing the letters. Sharei shover mochek haosios. You're breaking and erasing the osios. V'chein lachser v'lis goron aser mishum kosev. And then to close the book after using it, that would be a violation of kosev. You're now creating the letters, so you're writing. Wow. Ulefikach nira dechomer tvei mishviras haugos. This seems to be more severe than cutting or breaking letters or pictures on a cake. De'ein sham elamochik. Because there you're only erasing, and there's no intention of writing. Afterwards, it's not mochek almanas lichtov. V'kan yesh mochek almanas lichtov. But when you open the book, you open the sefer, you could argue that is mochek almanas lichtov. Sheharei daito lachser l'sogru acher halimud, because you have in mind to close the sefer after you're done learning. V'koro v'ni lomer shechayev olav chatos. And the Levush says, I'm not really going to say this, but I'm kind of saying it. This might be an Isser Deraiso. Right? What an incredible Chiddush.
Every individual page is there. It's always there. It's just open.
You think you know better than the Levush? Like, you know, you want to argue?
Yeah.
Anyone have a pen? You could just cross it out. It's fine.
That's a good question.
Yes, it is a good question. We have a similar question when you have writing on the bottle caps. Right? If you look closely, it's really just little dots. Right? So this seems like a very similar shaila to opening up a bottle cap. According to the Levush, he would probably say, don't do it. And, korovani lomer shechai v'lovchatos. Korovani lomer. Now the Taz, after quoting the Levush, he says, V'kama hifriz harav al midosav le'enosh b'zeh chatas mitam kosev. Translation, wow. Can you believe the Levush said that? His mom is telling you it's a chiv chatas? You might be in violation of a deraisa? The Taz goes on to say, I don't accept Levush. I agree with Rabbi Yeshua and with Rabbi Safran. Although I didn't hear anything, but I knew you didn't agree with the Levush either, right?
I hear the kasha.
Okay. And he goes on to say, I feel it should be mutter. And at the very end of the Taz, go to the second page. All right, so here the Taz is on the left side. Right before the gimel. Vishamati shirama b'tshuva. And I heard that the Rama, right, not in Shulchan Aruch, but in his tshuva, right over here, okay. Vishamati, okay. 28 lines from the top. Shemati shirama b'tshuva matir gam kein psicha svarim shiksuvim aleihem. I was informed the Rama in the tshuva is also matir, also allows opening svarim with words on them. Ach rayoso lo yadana. But I'm not sure exactly what his proof was, because I never saw it inside. And this actually seems to be an indication that the Taz himself did not own the Otzer HaChachma. Right? Because in the Otzer HaChachma, you could just type in, Shailas V'tshuvas HaRama, and it comes up. Okay.
Why did you think that he would be a Chatas?
Oh, So we did conveniently skip the majority of the Taz, right? He feels that Lamaisa, this is not erasing. You could argue a few different levels. One is you're not in mechavin for anything. That's not my intention. You could also argue that they were never real letters that were connected, like Rabbi Shua was saying. He comes out, I'm not concerned for the Levush, and I think it's mutter, and I hear the Rama agrees. Now, Rabbi Michal is asking, okay, what are the svaras, right? What's the machlokis? What's the nakudas machlokis? We'll get there, Mitzvah Shem. But take a look at the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is on page 2. And this is the very first skinny line in the Magen Avraham on the right side. Levush kosev shehu korov l'chiv chatas. Regarding the case of opening the book, the Levush says it's getting close to a deraisa. V'chein nire li lahachmir. And the Mechaber, in contrast, the blah, 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 blah. The Magen Avraham, in contrast to the Taz, says, and it seems that one should be machmir to not open those types of books. Derayos Rama einan muchrochos. Because although the Rama in his tshuva says that you would be allowed to, and he brings different sources from the Gemara and Shabbos, which we're not going to have time to explore, but interesting rayas with the letters on the krushim, on the beams of the Mishkan. The Magen Avraham says, I'm not convinced of his rayas, and therefore one should be machmir like the Levush. The Knesset HaGedolah Kosov Shinogin Lahatir. The Knesset HaGedolah says the custom is to be mekel. The Chayin Kosov HaRash HaLevi. The Kosov Od Shom, the Davka, Kishe Kesuvin Al Ugos Osios Midovaracher. Like we said, it's only when the writing on the cake is from a different source. It's the frosting on top of the cake. However, if the ksiva is part of the cake itself or part of the shape of the cake itself, that would not be problematic. But analyzing the Levush, we have both the Taz and the Magen Avraham quoting the Levush. The Taz is arguing, and the Magen Avraham says, I feel that one should be machmir. He might not fully agree that it's korov to achiv chatas. If you were to ask the Magen Avraham personally, do you think there's any shaila v'deraisa? He might say no, but one should be machmir.
According to the Levush, if I go like this on Shabbos, I'm in violation. If I bend this in half like this, I'm in violation of lifing. If I split the letter in half.
Who would ever do that in Shabbos? I'm not sure. It's a good shaila. But let's just line up the shitas, right? We have on one side, the Levush is very machmir, and the Magen Avraham is saying that he agrees that one should be machmir. On the other side, we have the Rama and his tshuva, and the Taz, and the Knesset HaGedolah, who are all coming out connected the Levush, and they feel it should not be problematic. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? We're going to see what the Mishnah Berurah writes, and then we're going to quickly paraphrase the two main ideas of the Rama, right? The Rama is one of the Shitas who are Mekel. And then we'll try to see if there are any nafkaminas to the different reasons given by the Rama. The Mishnah Berurah writes in the bottom of page 2, V'sefer shekosev olav v'roshei chudei dafav, osios otevos, yesh osrin l'pascho v'nalo b'shabbos. So some say it would be usher to open it and close it on Shabbos. That is the shita of the Levush. Da'idei psicha shover osios v'havi kamochek. That's the same thing as erasing the letters. V'chein kishinolo havi kikosev. And closing it is writing. Avol das harama b'tshuva lahokil b'zeh. However, the opinion of the Rama and the tshuva is to be lenient. V'chein das harbe achronim. And this is the shita of many achronim. Let's pause here for a moment. Is the Mishnah Berurah more inclined to be machmir like the Levush or to be mekel like the Rama?
Mekel.
Mekel. What are the two clear indications from his presentation here? Who remembers what I said a few years ago? The what? The what?
The
All?
I can't say I remember what you said, but I remember what we discussed.
But we did talk about it, right? It's the famous response, you know, when you learn something a while ago and someone asks you a question, the answer is, it's a whole hack. It's a whole hack. That means I know I once learned this, but I have no clue what the real halacha is. It's a whole hack. Anyway, so there's two indications. Firstly, he says, Aval. He doesn't just quote the two opinions, giving them equal credence, so to speak. But we have a klal in the poskim that whenever you quote one shita, and then you present the second shita by saying aval or omnam, however, that's definitely indicative you're giving that shita more credence. And then the other clue that he's paskating more like the Rama is he says, v'chein das harbe achronim. And this is also the shita of many achronim. And then he goes on to say, what's the reason of the Rama? Like Reb Michal was asking, what is the main reason? So before we see what he says, let me tell you outside. The Rama seems to say there are two svaras why you could be Mekel. The first is that you're not erasing something by separating pages, and you're not writing something by placing the pages closer together. There's no maisa of mochek, there's no maisa of kosev. Everything is already here. I'm not destroying anything, I'm just moving them apart, and I'm not really creating anything, I'm just putting them closer together. When there's no maisa of erasing or maisa of ksiva involved, it's just a, you know, proximity of things that are already in existence. That says the Rama, that's not called writing, and that wouldn't be called erasing. That's the first logic the Rama shares with us. The second svara, he says, is what the Mishnah Berurah is going to quote. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? V'taimam dekiven de'osui lino v'livtoach tamid. Since it's the norm to open and close a book all the time, leka be mishum mechika v'ksiva. It's not considered erasing or writing. V'havi kedelis hanizgor v'niftach tamid. It's like a door that's you're always closing and opening it. De'ein bo mishum binyan v'stira. You wouldn't say, oh, don't open the door on Shabbos because that's considered like you're demolishing the house because now you're making an opening in the wall. And you wouldn't say, don't close the door on Shabbos because that's considered construction. You're building the house by closing up that hole. No, it's just called opening and closing a door. It's not binyan or stira. So just like we have this concept by binyan and stira, this is also the Rama in the Halachos of Sukkah, where he speaks about if you have a roof that you could open, right, and close, and you open it up to put the schach there, opening that roof on Yontif would not be a problem. It's not considered demolishing the roof of the house. It's the derech ishtamshus. This is how you use the door. And therefore, he says the same thing would be true when it comes to kosev and mochek. This is the second reason given by the Rama, and this is the reason the Mishnah Berurah is quoting. However, he does conclude, mikol makom, nochon lahachmir, kishayesh lo sefer acher. It's still appropriate to try to be machmir if you do have a different sefer that doesn't have the writing on it. Now, why would he say that? Sounds like he's somewhat concerned for the Levush and the Magen Avraham. Really, I feel midina it's mutter. And therefore, if you don't have any other sefer, open it and close it and don't be worried. But if you have another sefer that you'd like to read as well, so use that sefer. That's the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah.
Is that objective? How do you gauge that?
I assume it's very subjective.
I'd say it's subjective, meaning it's up to you. Like,
meaning lemashal, right? I'm in the middle of an incredible, historic fiction novel. It's mamish, like, breathtaking. All about what was going on in the Bayis Sheni and Musar lessons derived from all of our great heroes of that time. And on that particular sefer, there's writing on it, right? And then there's a different sefer as well. We only have two. And the other sefer is the complete history of the beetle. Different species of beetles. You know that 28% of all animals are actually beetles? I have this book at home. That's fine. So if that's the other option, the Mishnah Berurah would say you're allowed to read the historical fiction and no problem. If you have something else you would pretty much equally enjoy, so then, Mikol Mokum Nochum Lahachmir.
I thought he meant if you have that same book without the writing on it, take the other book. But if you have a different book, you don't have to switch.
K'sheyesh lo sefer acher.
I thought he meant the same sefer, but without the writing on the side.
I think he means that if there's something else you would rather do, or you wouldn't mind doing. Well, we'll see how it plays out. Yes, Yitzchak. Yes, so.
Let's say you guys part of the Sikha. You would not be telling them, no, say no, if you're concerned about that. There's no other option. It's okay. It's going to be Nick will go ahead and open and close it, right?
The short answer is yes. A good application. Ramosha has a tshuva on that subject. But the short answer would be yes. If you get Sikha, you know, to snob the guy out by saying, you know, it happens to be the parochas you have is an Isser of Mochik and Kosev. I try to avoid that in Shabbos. Maybe ask the goy outside.
I want to be. Would you do the same thing when you open the roast and leave it open?
So, it's a good question. Based on the conclusion of the Mishnah Berurah, would he say, even if you open the book because you don't have a Sefer Acher, but maybe when you're done with it, don't close it. Or maybe don't close it all the way. You know, keep a napkin there. Yesh lo
din al zeh. Is there, how far do you have to take? Let's say
to the point where you're mamish neurotic.
Every book in the book we're talking about, the library has the stamp on the side, right?
Yes.
So I'm asking on behalf of the mayor, who's panicking the whole time. Right, every book that you take.
Don't worry.
Right, you wouldn't be able to read it. Does that mean now you have to go buy books instead?
No.
Does it mean if that's all there is, then that's all there is?
If that's all there is, go for it. You should feel a little bit guilty. A little bit guilty, but it's okay. Listen, if you're at the library and you see there's one without the letters on it, so go for that one.
The sitter pages that we used to have on the walls, would that be enough for me to
answer? Oh, so we used to have a Rabbi Wilkatch special. Right? In the Lamaisa, we have to get something else here that has the page number. You know, for the Siddur, for the Chumash, something I think at this point a little bit more classy. But for many years we had this incredible magnet board, right, where you had the numbers with little magnets on the back of them, little papers, you would stick onto the board. Now, that's a little bit of a different Shaila Be'etzim, because there you're not creating the image, you're not creating the letter or the number, you're attaching it. And through attaching these three numbers together, now we all know we're on page 386, right? That's really more based on a different Magen Avraham. There's a Magen Avraham in the same siman where he says to attach osios onto a parochis, to take letters that are already formed and to attach them onto a curtain, that's a violation of kosev, the Magen Avraham says. Is that for you? That's a violation of kosev. So the application of that would be the magnetic letters on a refrigerator, right? To actually use those letters, you know, to write something out on Shabbos is problematic based on that Magen Avraham. The board that works in a similar way, you could argue, is also problematic based on that Magen Avraham. And that would mean for about 8 years we were in violation of an Isser, at least an Isser Derabanan, every Shabbos. And that wouldn't be good. However, we have a shita of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman says that the whole notion of the Magen Avraham of attaching letters to a parochis is only when it's the actual letter. It doesn't have any back or frame to it. If it has a tile or it's on a piece of paper, all right, as in the case of our letter board or number board, So then that's not considered any form of kosev because you're not really placing the letters or the numbers next to each other. So according to Shlomo Zalman, there'd be no problem in something like that. Reb Moshe's mashma that he did not agree to that distinction. So according to Reb Moshe, we've been in violation of an Issa Derabanan for many, many years. However, even according to Reb Moshe, that he spells out in Tshuva, that the Magen Avraham is only in a case where it's a strong connection between the letter or the number and the parochas in the back. If it's a fairly weak connection where you could just take it off easily, then even Reb Moshe would say there would not be a problem with the Magen Avraham.
How do you judge a page turner where you have the page indicator, where you have the numbers on a wheel?
So Chanan was judging us as a group. You're saying, how do you judge the page turner? So that should be no problem. And Reb Moshe speaks about that because there, what's going on, right? You have, you're putting numbers next to each other. So you don't have the Magen Avraham's issue of attaching numbers to the same surface. There the question is, how about the Levush, right? Would the Levush say that you're creating 387 by placing these, you know, three numbers next to each other? The short answer is it's mutter. But let's do this. Before we jump to too many applications, I want to just try to get more clarity in the foundation here. So we said the Ramah gives two reasons why he feels opening and closing the book is mutter. The first reason is because the only violation of kosev is when you're actually creating the form or the letter or the number, and mochig is only when you're destroying that form. In this case, you're just bringing things closer together, but everything is already here. And the second reason of the Ramah is when it's meant to be opened and closed, we don't view that as an action of kosev or mochek. That's opening and closing the book, just like opening and closing a door is not a violation of building or demolishing. Okay. If you take a look at the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, top of page 3, he says, V'osen svarim shekosev aleim osias b'rosh yichud yadafim, Yesh Osrin Leposchan B'Shabbos Mishum Mochek. That's the Levush. Some say it's Osir. And closing would be Kosev. Va'av Sheinu Miskavin Lekach. P'sik Reisho V'lo Yomusu. Even though that might not be your intention to be erasing or writing, it's a P'sik Reisho. V'yesh Matirin Lenolon. And some are Mekel. That's the Tshuva of the Ramah and the Taz and the Knesset HaGadola. L'fi Shekivin Sheosios Hein Ksuvos Kvar. So now we're going to ask, Which svara of the Ramah is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav quoting? He says, Kivan she'osios hein ksuvos kvar, since those words, those letters rather, are already written, ele shemechusarun kareva v'alma, they're just lacking proximity, they're not brought close together, ein bezem mishum kosev, that's not called writing when you bring them closer together, kevin she'efshir lahakrivim b'kal, these are important words. Since you can just bring them together easily, bli asiyas maisa chadash, without any new maisa, harei hein kemekurovim v'omdim, we view it as if they're already together. Ve'eino ose klum b'kreva zu, and when you're closing the pages, even though you're now making them all close so I could see the letters, you're not doing anything. V'chein mutter l'poschan mitam zeh, and that's why you're allowed to open the book, for the same reason. Ve'eino kemochkin. It's not considered like you're erasing. Kevin shekisivosan kayemis. The writing is there. Ve'efshir lahakrivim bakal. V'harei hein kumukurovim v'chein noagin. So is he quoting the first reason of the Ramah or the second reason?
That's the first.
He's quoting the first reason of the Ramah. So it's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying the real tam as to why we're mekel, right, is because that's what it's used for. It's always made for open and closing. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav seems to be saying the real reason why we're mekel is because you're not doing any maisa chadash. Everything is here. You're just moving it closer or further away. That's not kosev, and that is not mochek. Okay, let's talk about a puzzle for a moment. The original puzzle was invented in 1787 by Marcus Puzzle. So let's think about this. I have 1,500 little pieces on the table. And I can't imagine anything I'd rather be doing right now than sitting here and trying to put these pieces together. Would that be mutter or usur on Shabbos? So borer you'd have to be concerned for, meaning if you're separating any pieces that are not for immediate use, that would be a real shaila of borer. But if you're separating the pieces to use them to put into the puzzle, then that would be fine. So there could be real issues of borer if you don't know what you're doing, yes. But how about regarding the issue of kosev? By putting all these small pieces together, I am creating a meaningful image or words or letters. So according to the pshat of the Ramah, that the reason why opening and closing the book is not a problem is because it's made for that. It's made for opening and closing. That's not considered kosev. Would that svara apply to a puzzle? What?
Put together.
Well, you could argue, if it's like a kid's puzzle, where you're always putting it together and taking it apart and putting it back in the box for next time they want to play with it, then maybe you could say that's similar to the case of the book. It's made for that. But if it's a 1,500-piece puzzle, you could argue, generally, it's not made for putting together and taking apart. It's made to be put together. And then once it's together, you keep it together.
Your intention is, you're planning to keep it.
So it probably does make a difference what my intention is. But if that's what it's made for, and that's my intention as well, you definitely wouldn't have the first svara of the Ramah. Right? You can't say it's made for opening and closing. It's made for being put together and taken apart. It's not true. However, if you take the other svara of the Rabbi, I forget which one we said first and second, so just whatever. If you take the other svara of the Ramah, which the Shulchan Aruch Harav is focusing on, that you're just putting things close together or you're pulling things apart, that's not considered a maisa of kosev or a maisa of mochek. According to that logic, would that apply to a puzzle?
Shulchan Aruch Harav says bakal.
Oh, so bakal, what he's referring to is the actual connection, I think, right? So l'chor, you could argue that the svara of the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch Harav is going with, would equally apply to a puzzle. Sounds like a pretty straightforward analogy, potentially. Okay. I was hoping for more feedback, right? This was like the pivotal point of the whole shir.
He's talking about things together like this. If a puzzle sometimes are interlocking, that can make a difference.
You could say that the fact that you're locking the pieces in,
yeah, makes it more of a...
Maybe it's more of a Maisa Chadosh, you could argue.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear that. But at least there's more room, potentially, in this Svara. Now, there's one other point, which is, when you're closing or opening the book, everyone mentions this. It's a Davar Sheinu Miskave. I'm not even thinking about the word that's being created by closing the book. Now, it's a psik resha, so it's still problematic, but it's definitely not my intention. Obviously, when you're putting the pieces of the puzzle together, that very much is your intention. But if you go to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it sounds like the main svara is that that's not considered kosev. So how do we paskin in the contemporary poskim? Take a look at Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa.
Rabbi, can I just ask you real quick?
Sure.
So when you have a book with letters on it, on the sides of the page, if your intention is to open it and close it to form the letters or unform the letters, like let's say that's your intention,
oh,
for whatever reason, are you doing anything?
So according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he would say, even if this is your form of entertainment, Shabbos afternoon, it's a mamish board. Right? See that? That's your form of entertainment. The Shulchan Aruch Harav would still say, mutter and ganzen, no problem. That's not kosev, that's not mochek. That's what he would say. Says the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. He says it's mutter to play games with letters or pictures. Shebehem manichem osios el chelke osios, where you place letters or pieces of letters. O chelke temuna, ze liyad ze, or pieces of a picture, this one next to that one, u'mitzarfimo sam lemila shleima o letamuna, and then through putting these pieces together, you create an entire word or an entire picture. V'hu shelo yikve es hamila o es hatamuna b'misgeret. That's assuming you're not placing that word or the picture that you're creating into a frame. So what's this whole idea of placing it into a misgeret?
Permanence.
What's that?
Permanence.
Permanence, okay. And that might also be similar to what the Magen Avraham writes about putting the osios onto the parochas, if you're like sticking it in there, you know. But assuming you're not placing the words or the pictures into a frame, v'gam ein chalakim hashonim mischabrim u'mishadkim ze beze. And assuming that the pieces are not connected to each other. And then what does he have here in parentheses? A puzzle. Wow.
What's that first word?
Tatsarif, tafarif, tatsarif, puzzle. Means like a jigsaw puzzle, I think.
So according to this, a puzzle would be usher, but Scrabble is mutter?
Oh, so Scrabble, when it's just on the board. So first of all, according to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman that we quoted, whenever you have a background to the letter, there's no issue of kosev. Then the tiles always make it that there's no issue of kosev, even in deluxe Scrabble, where you're actually putting them in and away where they stay. According to Ramosha, who doesn't seem to differentiate between the letters themselves, or if there is a background, Ramosha would probably say if it's deluxe Scrabble, where it's mamish, you know, it's stuck in there, that might be an example of the Magen Avraham of placing the letters onto the same surface. Now, what's interesting about the Shmir Shabbos, though, regarding puzzles, is that he's saying putting things together to form a word or a picture is not problematic. However, if the pieces are going together, mischabrim u'mahadkim ze beze, they're connected. U'mahadkim means that there's some level of strong connection, right? So the question,
or the puzzle pieces,
as opposed to just putting,
they're interlocking,
tiles without any
right? So the question is in the puzzles that we have, where you're interlocking them to some degree, but I'm not sure we would define that as mischabrim u'mishadkim, hiduk, that it's mamish like tight, not so poshut, right? If you let the puzzle stay there on the table with small children around, it's not going to stay connected. Okay,
you could pick it up sometimes and it'll stay together.
So the question is, how do we define connected in a tight or strong way? Okay, yesh ladam. The tshuva of the Or Litzion, the shaila was presented, imutter le'yeladim lischok b'pazel b'shabbos. It's funny, it's b'shabbos instead of Shabbat. I don't know. So he says, "Motor livnos lischok bepuzzle b'shabbos af bepuzzle hamurkav betoch misgeres." He says that it's mutter even if it is within a misgeret. Why? So the reasoning of the Or Litzion, take a look in Vav here. He says, "I've already explained in previous tshuvas that different toys that are made to put together and connect are mutter on Shabbos, and the same thing is true with the puzzle. Ve'ein bo af mishum kosev. There's no violation of kosev. Why? So like the Nishmas Adam writes, that anything that's not asui lakium, if it's not meant to stay there, is mutter. And what he's referring to in previous tshuvas is that when it's made only as a game for schok ba'alma, we don't consider that a malacha of kosev or a malacha of mochek. Now, obviously, if what you're playing is we're going to color, right? That, by definition, is kosev. But to say that by attaching pieces, just for fun, so Or Litzion was of the opinion it's not kosev, and therefore detaching them would not be mochek. And like the Nishmas Adam tells us, if it's not Asui Lakib, it's not meant to stay, then there would be no issue.
I'm assuming that changes if you have a puzzle mat and you have three ready-made puzzles already in frames hanging on the wall in your house.
And you have the puzzle glue right there for after Shabbos. Yes. Let's do two more things here. We'll call it a day. This is the Truva of the Ber Moshe, top of page 4. Avala Iker Nira She'ein Zek Siva Klal. Vishari Gamim Tocha Berifion Techiva Ba'alma. And even if it's some level of connection, but it's a loose connection, Zeh B'Zeh, it should not be problematic. Me'acha She'yadua V'nira V'nikr She'leschok Ba'alma Osen Hatinokos. Similar svara to the Orlitzion. They're just doing it for fun. They're not doing it to write. V'heim Refuyin U'benakil B'negiyah Ba'alma Mefarkan. And it's a weak connection, and just a little negia, moving it, touching it, could disconnect it. Ve'enim kayomin, and there's no kiyum here. Ki omdim lister kederach yaladim shabonim v'sosrim, because it will be destroyed. That's how kids play with it. Okay, he goes on to speak about Scrabble and Monopoly. But the Ber Moshe seems to be very similar to the Or Litzion. If you have the connection it's a weak connection, it's not mamish mechubar mehudak, and it's something that doesn't have a kiyum, when you have those two things together, they both feel that would not be a violation of kosev or mochek. Let's do one more tshuva here, the kovetz halachos, right? These are... What's that?
Who's the tshuva's Ber Moshe?
Who's the tshuva? The debet siner of. The debet siner.
That's a pretty... I know we just glazed over the Monopoly, but
A
less
for Latino,
I guess. Monopoly, he says.
Yeah, Monopoly is mutter on Shabbos. People have this assumption that the fact you're using pretend money is problematic. And if you've been working with that misconception for many years, don't blame yourself. There are many, many other people like that. But Lemaisa, to play with fake money is not problematic. The real issue when it comes to board games is if the normal way you play is by writing down something that's either connected to the game itself or keeping score, so then you can't play those kind of games on Shabbos because that's a gezerah that Shema Yichtov you might write. But if you never write when you're playing Monopoly, the Etzem game itself is not problematic. Wow. Obviously, it's Bittel Torah.
Yeah, I did using saying
what?
Gezer Shema, Yichtov. There was no Scrabble back then, so is this thing with the Gzera of similar situations, and when you apply it? I was always wondering about that.
Yeah, so when it comes to Shema Yichtav, it sounds like, there weren't just like three or four things that Chazal said are Aser. We have Mekach U'Memchar, doing business, and Schar Shabbos. These are all things that are based on a concern of Ksiva. But we see throughout the poskim that anything that usually includes writing, we assume is Asar and Shabbos.
Part of that, sir.
Yeah. I want to see one more piece together.
I just want to say, why do we have any discussion about Scrabble then? The whole way in which to play Scrabble is I go my time, I write down how many points I got, and you go over here, and you write down how many points you got, and then at the end of the game.
That's the way you play with your wife? Mom's like a competition.
Yeah, we used to keep playing the book.
No, so the truth is, Reb Yitzchak, if that's the way you generally play, so then it would be usher to play on Shabbos. If you're not as aggressive and competitive generally, so then that would be okay. I'm saying, but that would only work if that's the way you generally play, right? Meaning, if you always write down during the week. The paperclip wouldn't work on Shabbos.
According to Ber Moshe, it's only talking about Latinokos.
Oh, so we'll have to see. Why would that be different? Okay. Right. Men are going to be playing with these things on Shabbos. I want to do one more piece here. This is the Kovetz Halachos, Psakim from Shmuel Kamenetsky. He writes here that the games of pieces that are connected together, puzzle belaz, b'chol chelik yesh osios, chelkei osios, etzirim v'ayedei hatzmalas chalakim notzer osios, tevos otzir shalem, and through place them together you have an entire word or picture, nira demutter lehatzmidam b'shabbis, b'derech arai, v'lo mikri kosev. It seems to be mutter to put them together on Shabbos in a temporary way, and that's not considered kosev, avolim osa bishvil kavius, But if you're doing so for long term, right, once you're done with that puzzle, after Shabbos, you'll put the special puzzle glue on it, and then you're going to frame it on your wall. Kigon shebedaito lahadbiko kedome yesh li zoher. Then a person should be careful. So, the Maisa, we definitely have this very interesting shita of the Levush about closing a book and opening a book. We have the Magen Avraham who's Machmir. We have the Tshuvas of the Ramah and the Taz and the Knesset Gedola who all seem to be Mekel. The Mishnah Berurah says the Iker Svara of the Ramah is that it's made to open and close, and that Svara would not readily apply to a puzzle that you have in mind to keep for a while, but it would l'chora apply to a kid's puzzle that's made to be put together and taken apart. And then we have the other svara of the Ramah, which the Shulchan Aruch HaRav seems to be going with, which is the svara of it's not really considered kosev, just bringing things closer together. And according to that svara, you could definitely argue that with the puzzle, even though you're doing more than just putting things close together, there's some level of attachment. If that attachment is fairly loose, which I think our puzzles are, so then when you have the following factors, it should be permissible, right? That it's a fairly loose connection, number one. Number two is that you don't have in mind to keep this long term at all. It's just a way of passing time and bonding together on Shabbos. But as soon as we're done, crumple it up, put it back in the box, and we'll save it for a different Shabbos, a different Yontif, you know? L'maisa, you have the mishpacha that comes before Yontif that's like this big, right? So in case you have any free moment, you could always just look at a magazine, and then you have your 1,500-piece puzzle. L'maisa, the real hachorah of the poskim is that for children, definitely not to make a macha. You could argue, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if we're really equating the pages of the book, the Levush, to the case of the puzzle, he still might tell you that, yeah, doing a puzzle mi'ikr hadin is mutter, assuming you're not doing it for long term, but he still might say, mikol makom nochon lahachmir kishe yesh lo sefer acher. If you have a different thing you could be doing, then it might be appropriate to be machmir. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky actually has a svar to say why a puzzle should be better than the case of the book, and maybe the nochon lahachmir of the Mishnah Berurah wouldn't even apply. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach, thank you.